Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Dalet. Today we begin Perek Kol HaBasar. Perek Kol HaBasar is all about Basar B'Chalav. Today's shir is once again triple sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Also anonymously L'Zechus for Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. And also by Menachem Gelbtach L'Zecher Nishmas Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai. We thank all the sponsors very, very much. And the zechus of our learning should be a wonderful zechus for the Landerer family, for Refuah Shleima, for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, and L'Zecher Nishmas Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai. So we are holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel, based the beginning of the Perek. And this Mishnah is going to talk about which type of basar is included in the Isser of Bishul Basar B'Chalav, as well as the Isser of Halah al-Shulchan, putting both Basar and Chalav on the same table. The Gemara is going to raise a stira in the Mishnah, whether Basar Oaf is included in the Isser of Basar B'Chalav or not, and the Gemara is going to have two yeshuvim to that stira, two ways of resolving that stira. Then the Gemara is going to talk about why bringing Oaf on the table with Gvina is not considered a Gzeira l'Gzeira, meaning what having, if Basar Oaf is only Drabanan and Halah al Shulchan is only Drabanan, wouldn't an Isser of Oaf Ugvina on the table at the same time be considered a Gzeira L'Gzeira? Why would we make a Gzeira L'Gzeira? Then the Mishnah on Beis is going to elaborate on the issue of putting Basar and Chalav on the same table. We're going to learn a Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel about that issue. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss eating cheese after chicken, eating cheese after meat, what a person has to do when going in that direction. Tomorrow we'll talk about in the other direction, today we're going to talk about eating meat after cheese, eating chicken after cheese. Tomorrow we're going to talk about in the other direction, eating milchig after fleishig. So let's begin. Obviously there's a lot to discuss in this stuff, but let's begin at the beginning. So again, we're about to discuss the Surim Basar B'Chalav. The Torah says in three places, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo, and we're going to see that there's a drasha that, since it says in three places, teaches us that there's Nisadar Raisa of Bishul, there's Nisadar Raisa of Achila, there's Nisadar Raisa of Hana'a, but the Nisadar Raisa of Achila and Hana'a is only when it is Derech Bishul, when the Basar and Chalav were in fact cooked together. Chalav Basar Asal Vashel B'Chalav. You're not allowed to cook any type of meat with Chalav, Chutz B'Basar Dagim Chagavim, except for Basar of fish and basar of chagavim, that you are allowed to have together. That's not called basar, that you are allowed to cook with chalav. Now, it says asur levashel, the Rashba writes, yeah, and also it means asur lechel, that it's both Yisra Achila and the Yisra Bishul. The fact that it says asur levashel is because that's lashon the pasuk. The pasuk says lo sevashel kedi b'chalev imo. The Ritva writes that the Mishnah means only the Yisra Bishul. The Yisra Achila is going to be mentioned in the Seifa, when it says that it's also to be mala al shulchan ke'echad. So in this part of the Mishnah, we're only really focused on the Isra of Bishul. Now in the Gemara, there's going to be a machlokas amoraim, what our Mishnah holds. Does our Mishnah hold that basar of v'chalav is minatora or mitrabanan? According to Rav Ashi, that our Mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Akiva, we're going to soon see, that basar of v'chalav is only mitrabanan, so then this Isser is applies to Bishul as well, and that's what the Bach writes as well. However, the Rambam, Machal Sassur's Paraktes, Halacha Dalet, writes that Basar Of B'Chalav is Mutter B'Bishul Ubana. Sounds like even Midrabanan, the Isser is only Achila, meaning the Isser of Basar Of, of chicken and milk. Yes, it is an Isser Midrabanan, but an Isser to do what Midrabanan? Oh, it says the Rambam, only an Isser to eat it together Midrabanan. But cooking it together, even Midrabanan, is Heter Gamur. So the Magen Mishnah points out that according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says, the way Rav Ashi understands the Mishnah, Kol HaBasar Asur Livashel B'Chalav, which includes Basar Of, according to Rav Ashi's understanding of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be Mivashel chicken with Chalav. Magen Mishnah writes, what you have to say is, according to the Rambam, it means Achila. And it just uses Lashon Bishul, because when the Torah tells me the Isra of Achila, it uses Lashon Bishul. But ironically, when the Mishnah says Asur Livashel, it really means only Achila, but it's actually Mutter B'Bishul. So three ways to understand our Mishnah. Either either when it says asul vashel b'chalav means only bishul and not achila, because achila is going to be dealt with later, or it means both bishul and achila, that's the ritva, so first is rashba, second is ritva, or it means only achila and not bishul, and that's the shita of the Rambam, although it is a very great chiddush to read the Mishnah in that way. So, all types of basar you're also not allowed to put on the table together with cheese. Now, it's interesting, the Tana over here switches to cheese. It started with chalav, right? Chalav basar asul vashel b'chalav. But by being mal al shulchan, all of a sudden we are no longer talking about milk, now we're talking about cheese. So there are two basic approaches that the Acharim take as to why we switched to cheese. I understand when it comes to bishul, you're going to mention chalav, because normally bishul is with a liquid, so there's going to be a liquid medium, so you might as well say that the basar is going straight into chalav, as opposed to basar and gvina being put into some other liquid. So I understand why it says chalav, and also the Torah's example is chalav. But why do we switch to cheese when we talk about being mala al shulchan? So the Rashash writes that it's dafka gvina velo chalav, because chalav is a liquid, and what's the whole concern that you're going to come to mix them together? No, a liquid has to be in a kli, it has to be contained. If it's not contained, it would get all over the place. So it could be, he says, that there's no chashash that you're going to come to mix, that they're going to come to touch each other, that the basar is going to come to touch the milk. How could it come to touch the milk? The milk is in a carton, the milk is in a container. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Peiches as well. However, the Tiferes Yaakov says in the other direction, he says it could be that the Mishnah says kavina, because kvina is the greater chiddush. They, of course, you're not allowed to have milk on the table with basar, because milk can spill and it gets everywhere when it spills. But kvina doesn't spill. It's going to stay wherever you put it. And therefore, maybe there's less of a concern by kvina, and the Mishnah is being mechadish that even by kvina, you have to worry. So those are the two basic approaches with the huge nafkamina ladina, obviously being whether you're allowed to have milk on the table at the same time that you have meat. So says the Mishnah Chutz mi basar dag mechagavim. When it comes to the Isra of halal al shulchan, the only thing that's not usr is basar dag mechagavim, that you're allowed to put on the table together with cheese, because as we said, there's not even an isr to eat them together. That line of the Mishnah, there's no chiddush whatsoever. Meaning, if you're even allowed to be mevashel basar dag mechagavim together with chalav, obviously you're allowed to be mala them on the shulchan together with dag mechagavim. So the Rishon discuss why it is that this line is even mentioned. So Tos says, yeah, because Agav the Resha, where he said Chutz mi basar dag mechagavim, so we mentioned it over here as well. Other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban, they write that no, the Mishnah is coming to be mechadesh that only basar dag mechagavim are mutzah to be mala al shulchan together with cheese, because you're even allowed to eat them together. But basar of, even though basar of with chalav is only midrabanan, it's not an isur min haTorah. So I might have thought to put it on the same table should be mutter, so that's what it's telling me in Chiddush, that even that is going to be aser, and that is against the sheet of Beis Shammai that we're going to see in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Ran has a third approach. He says, even though it's a davar pashut, that basar dag mechagavim could be brought on the table together with kavina, nevertheless, since the previous section of the Mishnah mentioned chutz mi basar dag mechagavim, if it would not have mentioned it over here, is a little different than what Tos says. If it would not have mentioned it over here, we would have naturally assumed that it is included in the Isser. Meaning, once you say chutz mi basar dag mechagavim in one place, then I'm going to automatically assume that when you don't say it, it includes basar dag mechagavim. So whereas Tosa said, yeah, we mentioned it agav the resha, that we're just trying to keep things consistent, easy to memorize things that way. So we say chutz mi basar dag mechagavim. The Ran says, no, if we didn't, it's not just trying to keep things consistent. If we didn't mention it, you would assume the other way. You would assume that it's not really an exception to the rule. Hanoder min habasar, and then a final halacha in the Mishnah, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to get hana'a from basar, so mutter bebasar dag mechagavim. Basar dag mechagavim is not bechlal basar as far as nedarim are concerned. He's allowed to get hana'a from dag mechagavim. The Gemara is going to tell us that even basar of is not included in the lashon of basar of stam b'nei adam. But when a person sends someone to the store, buy me some meat, and they can't find any beef, he'll ask him, oh, I don't see any beef, should I buy you some chicken? And the Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Kiva, who holds that anything that the shliach is going to check back about when he can't find the exact item he's looking for, before, that that's considered part of the that item. That's considered within that same category. So basar of is considered basar, even though if you send someone to buy beef, to send someone to buy basar, that's not what they're going to be looking for, but at least they'll know to ask about that, so that that is still included in the category of basar. So the Gemara asks in Maseches Nedarim, Madaf Nedalim Beis, you know, basar dagim is also something that the shliach might ask about. Why isn't that bechlal neder? If the shliach can't find, he goes to the store and the meat section is totally empty. You know, it's before they predict 2 inches of snow or something. So people buy out the whole place because Armageddon is out, right? So the place is entirely empty. So the person might call back and say, "Do you want fish?" So the Gemara says, "Yeah, we're talking about a case where it's obvious that he doesn't want fish. He has a fish allergy. He's got some health issues that fish wouldn't work for him. So that's why we're assuming that a person would not call back and ask if you're interested in fish." There is an interesting discussion in general to what extent we assume fish is included bechlal basar for other areas of halacha. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch Paskin that everything's totally in minhag kol makom v'makom, whether dagim is bechlal basar as far as nedarim, as far as what the lashon bnei adam is. In Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss discusses the minhag that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Nida in Siman Kuf Tzadiches. There's a minhag that women don't eat basar biyom lechtan l'tevila, on the entire day of their tevila, not just between the chafifa and the tevila, where one of the gimel takeoffs, one of the gimel smukhim, that you need takeoff the chafifa tevila. You can't have anything interrupting between the chafifa and the tevila, and that's why you're not allowed to eat anything between the chafifa and the tevila. But there's an additional halacha that the entire day, even before the chafifa, that an additional minhag that women don't eat basar. So he's asked, what about basar dagim? Are they allowed to eat fish on the day they go to the mikvah? And he says, as a davar pashut, that dagim are not bechlal basar as far as this minhag is concerned, because the Maril writes in Hilchas Nisuin that the kalos, when there's a kala, chavrosea soados ima b'shachar ma'chalei chalav v'dagim shein chotzim ben hashinayim, that they dafka feed her on the morning of the wedding. They used to go to the mikvah that day. Nowadays kalos go a few days in advance, no more than 4 days la'alachas, but they go a few days in advance. But it used to be they would go on the day of the wedding. So the minhag dafka was to have fish, because that is not chotzeitz ben hashinayim. It's only basa that's chotzeitz ben hashinayim. So this is lechora is the pashtus. That's it. There's even a discussion in poskim whether basar of is included in that minhag. Maybe that only includes basar behem, but most poskim assume basar of is in fact included in that minhag, and that a woman should not have basar of on the day of the tevila. Okay, but back to basar b'chalav issue. So says the Gemara, ha'ov asur midaraisa, meaning the fact that the Mishnah had said that it's also to be mevashel basar b'chalav except for basar dagim v'chagavim. The implication is that basar of together with chalav is nisa daraisa to cook together. Kimand de lok Rabbi Akiva, that's against Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, Amar Chayav Of, Eino Min HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva holds not only is Basar Of only Midrabanan, Basar Chay is only Midrabanan. So Eima Seifa, I know the Midrabanan Basar, Mutar Basar Dagim V'Chagavim. But then the last line of the Mishnah switched from Basar B'Chalav to talk about Nedarim, and it said when a person takes a Neder from Basar, they're allowed to have Basar Dagim V'Chagavim, and the implication is Ha'Of Asur, that if they take a Neder from Basar, that Of is included in the Yisr. So that's Asad and Rabbi Akiva, Dabra Kalmili Demim Lechalei Shliach, Bar Minehu. That assumes like Rabbi Akiva that says that anything that a Shliach would ask about, as we discussed before, if you send them to the store to buy something and they don't find that exact item, if they would say, okay, I didn't find it, but would you like me to buy this instead, that's considered Bar Mineh, that's considered part of the same min. So Of Luchora is Daraisa, so it's a stira in the Mishnah. Where do we find such a comment of Rabbi Akiva that anything that they would ask about is Bar Mineh? There's a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim. Hanoder min hayarak mutar b'duluin. A person takes a neder from yarak, from yarakos, he's allowed to have duluin. Why is he allowed to have duluin? Because duluin are considered a pre, not a yarak. They're not considered a vegetable. That's how the Ran writes in Maseches Nedarim. Other Rishonim say it's because it's it's not nechal chai. And typically when person says vegetables, they mean vegetables that are edible raw, but teluin are not edible raw. But whatever, for whatever reason, it's not included in the category. But Rabbi Kiva Osa, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it is included in the category. Teluin is also yurakos. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, so the Chum said to Rabbi Kiva, v'lo omar adam l'shlucho, kach lanu yarak, v'hu omar lo matzasi el teluin. If you send someone to the store to buy vegetables, he says, I can't find any vegetables. All I found is deluin. Would you like me to buy that? So the Chum say, don't you see, isn't that clear that deluin is not yurakos? Otherwise he would say, I did find vegetables. I found deluin. So Malan Rabbi Kiva said, from the very place you're bringing a raya, the very svar you're bringing a raya against me, that's the raya for me. If you send a person to buy vegetables, does he call you back and say, look, I can't find any vegetables, but I found hubcaps. You want some hubcaps? Now, obviously, that's not in the category. That's not what kitness means. Kitness means beans. But the point is that it's not in the, when somebody's obviously not in the category, he wouldn't ask about that. So, Ella, Deluin b'chal yarak, vein kitnis b'chal yarak. Obviously, if he's going to ask you about deluin, it's because deluin are considered yarakos, and kitnis are not considered yarakos. So bottom line is, we have a stira over here. So Reisha Rabbanim, Sefer Bikiva, what, the Reisha of the Mishnah that says the basar of, or that implies that basar of is asher midah raisa b'chalav, assumes like the Rabbanan, and the Sefer of the Mishnah that basar of is not included in the Isser, the ratio of the Mishnah that we were medayik from it, that Basar Of is also midah raisa b'chalav, is like the Rabban, not like Rabbi Kiva. The safe of the Mishnah that a nodim in a basar is asr b'basar of goes like Rabbi Akiva. So am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbihi. V'nasav la'alib d'tanai. Now, there's one author of a Mishnah, it is Rabbi, and he's assuming, he's postulating like different Tanayim when it comes to different discussions. Bin Nedarim Savalak Rabbi Kiva. When it comes to halachas of Nedarim, the halach of Nedarim mentioned in our Mishnah yields like Rabbi Akiva, that anything that the Shliach is Nimlach Halav is included in the Nedar. Anything the Shliach would ask you about, oh, I didn't find this, but I found something similar, that's included in the Nedar, and therefore Basar Of is included in the Nedar of Basar. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, he'll say Rabbanan, that Basar Of is Asar Min HaTorah B'chalav, and not like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it's only an Isser Midrabbanan to have Basar Of B'chalav. Another possible answer, Ravashi Amar Kula Rabbi Akiva Hi, that Ravashi says that the entire Mishnah is really going like Rabbi Akiva, V'hachi Ka'amar, and this is what the Mishnah meant to say, Kala Basar Asar Levashal B'chalav. All basar, basar behema, basar chaya, basar of, all of it is asr b'chalav. But mehen midivrei Torah, mehen midivrei sofrim. Not all of it is daraisa. Some of it's daraisa. Some of it is only midrabanan. Chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim, shein lo midivrei Torah, lo midivrei sofrim. Except for basar dagim v'chagavim, that's not even an isr midrabanan. You want to cook milk and fish together? That's not even an isr midrabanan. Fish is the classic parav food. When the Gemara gives examples of dagim shalav bikara, of a parav food that was cooked in a fleshig pot or was put on a fleshig plate, it gives dagim as the example. Dagim is a totally parav food. But yes, we made a proper diuk from the Mishnah that of is aser, but improper diuk when we thought that the Mishnah meant that of is aser min haTorah. The diuk is really that of is only aser midrabanan, whereas dagim v'chagavim are totally mutter, both midaraisa and midrabanan. So two yeshuvim to this question. So just again, to be clear, the Gemara's question was not that it was a stira between Hilchos Nedarim and Hilchos Basar B'chalav, whether Of is included B'chalav Basar. That wouldn't be a stira at all, even if it was a stira. It happens to be that on that level, the Mishnah aligns perfectly. But even if it were a stira, it wouldn't be a stira, because the Halachos of Nedarim are Tali B'Lashem Bnei Adam, and the Halachos of Basar B'chalav are Tali in the Lashon HaTorah. The stira was who the author is, that Rabbi Akiva's Shita by Nedarim is that Of is Bichlal, and Rabbi Akiva's Shita by Basar B'chalav is that Of is not Bichlal. So it's a bit of a simpler way to resolve it. The first Yishuv is that, so it's not Rabbi Akiva, but it's not the Rabbanan either. It's a third party that agrees with Rabbi Akiva on one issue and the Rabbanan on the other issue, or the Mishnah is even including Basar Of, but on a Rabbanan level rather than on a Daraisa level. That's the those are the two yeshuvim. Okay, Vasulahalos, and we said you're not allowed to put together on the table with Gvina any type of meat except for basar dagim v'chagavim. Some Rav Yosef shmamina basar of b'chalav daraisa. Wait, this must imply that basar of with chalav is daraisa. Because if the whole thing were only derabanan, achila gufa gzeira, the isra of achila of basra together with gvina is only an isra midrabanan, va'anan nigzra halah atu achila, and we're going to make an additional gzeira that you can't even put it on the table lest you come to achila. That's a gzeira l'gzeira. So you see that we don't make gzeiras l'gzeiras, so it must be that achilas basra of b'chalav is asr min haTorah, and that's why it makes sense to make a gzeira of halah al shulchan that you can't put them on the table together. Says Gemara, who told you that we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira? Sure, we make gzeira l'gzeira. So says, no, d'tnan, because there is a mishnah in Maseches Challah, challah chutz la'aretz, challah that you're mafresh from a dough in chutz la'aretz, where it's only usher for a non-kohen on a derabanan level, a gzeira mishum challah eretz Yisrael. The Torah refers to challah eretz Yisrael as truma and is therefore usher to a zar min haTorah necheles im hazar al shulchan. A kohen is allowed to eat chalas chutz la'aretz on the same table together with a non-kohen on the same table with chulin, and we're not choshesh that the zar is going to come to eat from the chala as well, which is asatim, because even if he eats it, it's not an isra midaraisa. V'nitanas l'chal kohen sheyirtza, and you can give it to whatever kohen you want, even if the kohen is nama aretz and he's not going to be shomer the chala betara. So you see, the chamor not goes there. The isra of chalas chutz la'aretz imazar ala shulchan, lest the zar might come to eat it. Why? Because the entire isra, even to eat it, is only midrabanan gzeru mishum chalas haretz Yisrael, and the cham do not make a gzeru l'gzera. So the same should be true with halas basarof and gvina ala shulchan, that if it's only basarof together with gvina is only midrabanan, then there should be no iser of being mala it on the shulchan together. So we see that we do not make a gzeru l'gzera. Interesting that the Gemara would even ask that as a question. Where do we ever find we don't say a gzeru l'gzera? So Tosafot points out, what do you mean? Bekama makomos. The Gemara says, he guva gzera, va'ana nekum v'nigzar, gzera l'gzera. The Gemara says that all over the place. Beperakama de Shabbos, so perakma madlikin. The first two prakama mesecha Shabbos each have a line about not making a gzera l'gzera, uberesh beitza, in the beginning of mesecha beitza, v'acha bidin l'asui rayalin in gzera da'ala atu achila, v'yesh makomos nami de gazrin gzera l'gzera, v'lo chashinan, ein lidmos gzera s'cham zulazu, elbim komasha shas medame. So it says to us, and some places in Shas, like over here, the Gemara will say, we need a proof that you don't make a gzera l'gzera. And other places in Shas, the Gemara will make a gzera l'gzera. So there are three types of Gemaras. There are Gemaras that say, no, absolutely not, we don't make gzera l'gzera. Then the Gemara said, nah, just leave it. Yeah, sure, we make a gzera l'gzera. And then there's a between where we won't do it, but you got to prove to me that we won't do it. So what's going on over here? What's the rule? So it says there's no rule. Every gzera is different. And Chazal had an intuitive sense of when it's appropriate to make a gzera l'gzera, when it's not appropriate, and when it needs a proof whether it is or isn't appropriate. So that's why halal al shulchan is a very similar gzeira to what we're bringing a proof from, which is chalas chutz la'aretz being mala al shulchan. So it's not just any gzeira that we would have brought a raya from. So anyway, the Gemara rejects this raya from chala anyway. Amalei Abaye bishlam iyashmin chalas chutz la'aretz ba'aretz. If the Brisa would tell us that you're allowed to eat chalas chutz la'aretz together with the zar on the table, even when you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, de'ikal the migzar mishum chalas ha'aretz da'oraisa, where over there you have a concern that you might come to eat chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is da'oraisa, and the zar might come to eat because chalas Eretz Yisrael is all over the place in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo gazrinan, and we don't make such a gzeira, then ikal the mishmamina, then that would be a good raya that we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira, because over there it's reasonable to make a gzeira l'gzeira because there's chalas Eretz Yisrael all over the place. So I understand why you'd make a gzeira l'gzeira. Don't even put chalas chutz la'aretz on the same shulchan with the zar. Ela chutz la'aretz. But since the case is, the Bryce is talking about, where you happen to be situated in chutz la'aretz, that's not a raya that we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. The fact that you're allowed to put the chalas chutz la'aretz on the table, the reason they weren't gozer chalas chutz la'aretz with the zar on the shulchan is mishum d'leka l'migzer hu. There's no reason to make make a gzera agav chalas eretz yisrael. What are you concerned about? That he's going to eat chalas eretz yisrael now on the same table? He's not going to eat chalas eretz yisrael. He can't find chalas eretz yisrael. He's in America. There is no chalas eretz yisrael around. Aval hach, but over here, when it comes to halas ofu gvina ala shulchan, it's a more reasonable gzera. Yishar se lasuke ofu gvina. If you're going to allow putting chicken and cheese on the same table, asi lasuke basar ugvina. There is basar available wherever you happen to live, so it is likely that you're going to come to put beef and cheese on the same table. V'mechal basar b'chalav daraisa, and then you're going to eat basar b'chalav midaraisa. Says the Gemara, daraisa? You can eat basar b'chalav midaraisa by putting them on the same table? How would you pull that off? Masl v'sheisha sof sof tzonin b'tzonin hu. Basar b'chalav midaraisa is only when the basar and the chalav are cooked together. If they're at the same table, by definition, they're not cooking anymore. Everything is cold. So the what's the great concern over here? It can't be for basar b'chalav midaraisa. The most you could do is be in violation of basar b'chalav midrabanan. Sam Rabbi gzeira shemiyala bi'ilfis rotech. Rabbi says the fact that you're not allowed basar gvina on the shulchan is a gzeira that you're going to put him in a boiling pot. And that's going to come to an isra of bishul basar b'chalav. And achilasam derech bishul, which is asur min haTorah, meaning not that you're going to come to violate the isra of cooking per se, but that you'll come to violate the isra of eating that which was cooked together. Because if some of the chalav goes into the pot of basar and it's a kli rishon, well, we'll get to the kli rishon thing in a second, and it's still boiling hot, then that will have the capacity to cook it. Says Gemara, sof sof kli shenihu. What do you mean? If it's being brought to the table, it's obviously not the pot that it was cooked in. It's only klisheni, and a klisheni doesn't have the capacity, or klisheni and a mevashel doesn't have the ability to be mevashel. Just like in Hilchos Shabbos, a klisheni doesn't have the ability to be mevashel, so too in Hilchos Basar B'chalav, in Hilchos Bishul Basar B'chalav. When Basar and Chalav only mix in a klisheni, that is not a violation of Bishul Basar B'chalav, because it doesn't have the ability to be mevashel. There is a discussion in Poskim, does klisheni have the ability to be maflutu mavliya? Meaning, does Tom transfer through the heat of a Kli Sheni? That's a discussion. It seems more limited than a Kli Rishon, but maybe Tom can transfer in a Kli Sheni, even though there's no Bishul. But over here, as far as knocking it down from the Yisur D'Oraisa of Basar B'chalav, so being in a Kli Sheni would take away the Yisur D'Oraisa. So says Gemara, El Gzeira Shemiyala Be'ilfis Rishon. The Gzeira over here is, of putting Basar and Gvin on the same table, is that you're going to have a Kli Rishon on the table, that you'll bring the actual pot that was cooked in on the table, which I guess could happen. You'll take it straight off the fire and bring it to the table. And also, we should be cognizant of the fact that the famous sheet of the Marshal, that's quoted by the Taz, another poskim, that when you have a dover gush, when you have a solid food, so a solid food, when it's in a kli sheni, might still have the din of a kli rishon, because the whole svara of the kli sheni is that the dofne hakadera, the dofne hakli, cool down whatever you're putting in the kli. So if you take boiling hot water and you pour it into a cold cup, the cool walls of the cold cup will cool down that water. But if you have a thick piece of meat that's right off the grill and you put it down on a plate, only the bottom surface is touching the plate, so there's not enough cooling going on. So someone mentioned to me, someone who barbecues competitively, mentioned to me recently that when you take a piece of meat directly off of the grill and you put it on a plate, the temperature of the meat goes up. It actually gets, that's physics. I don't know physics, but they say the temperature of the meat goes up. That's a good riot to the Marshal, that it remains a Kli Rishon. It retains the capacity to be Mevashal. Anyway, it's a Chumrah of the Marshal, but it is there is such a Shita that Poskimar Choshish for. Okay, so now, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the Isra of Halal al-Shulchan, which we mentioned in passing in the previous Mishnah. And in this Mishnah, we learn that it's in fact Machlokas Tanayim. Ha'ov olim agvina al-Shulchan, you're allowed put basar of on the table together with cheese, but you're not allowed to eat them together on a drabbana level. Divrei Beishama, it's Beishama Shita. Beisil Omrim lo olav lo nechal. Beisil more machmir says you're not even allowed to bring it on the same table, chicken and cheese. Amr Rabbi Yosi mikuli Beishama mechum Beisil. Oh, look at that, says Rabbi Yosi. This is one of the kulos of Beishama and the chumros of Beisil. There is a collection of all the times that Beishama is more mechal than Beisil in the Mishnayos and Maseches Edios. So this Rabbi Yossi says, you've got to make sure that this gets on the list in Maseches Eduyos. Rabbi Yossi fills in all the ones that the initial Tanaim did not have on the list. Rabbi Yossi says, this one goes as well. Be'ezer Shulchan Amru, what kind of table are we talking about that you need to have You can't have them both at the same table at the same time. B'shulchan sh'ochel lav. That's talking about a table that you actually eat on. Al b'shulchan sh'sod lav is tavshid. But what we call a countertop, where you're just preparing the food, so then no sin zeh b'tzad zeh ve'inu choshesh. You don't need a milcha countertop and a flesha countertop. You can put them right next to each other at the same time, and it's not going to be a concern that you're going to come to eat them together. Now, obviously, if you take hot pieces of meat and you put it directly on the countertop without a pan, without a pot, without a plate, and then you shouldn't take hot pieces of cheese and put it directly on the countertop, because then there are blios in between. But we're just putting them next to each other on the counter, using the same countertop when everything's in a kli, is totally permissible. And even that, it's interesting, the Ramah in Simin Tzadi Hei says that there yesh machmim l'chachila not to put a kad shel basar etzel kad shel chalav, a jug of meat right next to a jug of milk, if they're, Shacha adds, imhim megulim, if they're not covered, which sounds like, even in like your refrigerator, you shouldn't put them right next to each other. So that's why you should cover things when you put them in your refrigerator. That's why God invented Tupperware, right, that you should saran wrap or whatever, to cover things when you put them away, because of that chumrah, the Ramah, that l'charchila, we try not to put basar and chalav right next to each other. Also, it's disgusting not to cover it, but you should cover things when you put them away. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi, Haynu Tanakama, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, who says that this machlokas is mikuli b'shav mekum b'silu, isn't really adding anything. He's saying exactly the same thing that Tanakama said. Tanakama said that Beishamai was more mekul, because Beishamai said that you're allowed to be malal l'shulchan of together with kavina. So says Rabbi Tema achilu gufa ikibinayu. Maybe you're going to tell me that the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is how they view Beishamai as far as achilas kavina va'ov. To kamer Tanakama ba'alokom iflugi ba'achila lopligi. Because the Tanakhama's understanding of Beis Shammai is that even Beis Shammai is going to be machmir, you can't eat chicken and cheese together. V'amalei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi comes along and he says, no, achila gufa mikulei Beis Shammai v'chumra Beis Hillel. That achila itself is one of the kulei Beis Shammai v'chumra Beis Hillel, which means that Rabbi Yossi is saying that Beis Shammai is super mekel, that you're even allowed to eat them together. No, it can't be that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, because v'atanan, the Mishnah Maseches Eduyos in the fifth parak, Rabbi Yossi omer shisha dvarim mikulei Beis Shammai v'chumra Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yossi adds another six things. In Maseches Eduyos in the fourth parak, it lists many machlokos that are miklu b'shami mechum beis hillel. Rabbi Yossi in the fifth parak says, oh, by the way, I found six more. So he says there are six things that are miklu b'shami mechum beis hillel, and v'zu achas mehen. That's not a lashon of the Mishnah, that's the lashon of our Gemara. Our Gemara is just mentioning one of the ones that Rabbi Yossi mentions over there is of ole magvina l'shulchan ve'eino nechal divrei beis shammai. That the way Rabbi Yossi reports beis shammai is that you're not allowed to eat it together, you're just allowed to be malal l'shulchan together. Ubeis hillel lo ole v'lo nechal. Beis hillel says you're not allowed to be malal shulchan together, you're not allowed to eat it together either. Ella hakamashmalan man tanakama Rabbi Yossi. No, it's not that Rabbi Yossi is a third shita in the Mishnah, because that wouldn't make any sense. He's not saying anything different than the Tanakhama. We're just identifying who the Tanakhama is, and that is Rabbi Yossi. Why do we have to identify who the Tanakhama is? Because kala omer davar b'shem omro mevi gula liolam. When you give proper attribution, when you quote who you got something from, that is going to bring gula to the world. Where do we know that from? Here's our daf yomi coincidence. Shneamar v'tomer Esther lamelech b'shem Mordechai. Right in the middle of Maseches Chulin, we're talking about Basar v'Chalav, and a week before Purim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to throw in something from the Megillah, that Esther says to the Melech, in the name of Mordechai, to give proper attribution, and that's what brings Geula Liolam, because it's only through that the downfall of Haman came about, because Mordechai was owed something by Achashverus. So from there we learn, Kol Omer Dav B'Shem Amro. Rav Yonasan Sacks often likes to point out, who said Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Amro Mevi Geula Liolam? Everyone knows that phrase. No one says who said it. No one remembers who the Baal Neimra is of Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Amro Mevi Geula Liolam. So it's not our fault. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't quote anyone as saying it over here. The Gemara Megillah does. Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina is the one in Maseches Megillah. In Pirkei Avos, also not attributed. It doesn't say, it's a pella, no? That in two out of the three places you find the Chazal where they say, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula Liolam. The Gemara itself doesn't tell you, the Mishnah itself doesn't tell you who said it. But in Maseches Megillah, at least it tells us. So it's probably worthwhile to remember. Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina. Maybe that's telling us something about the rules of Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Amro. There are tshuvas about this, like to what extent you have to say Omer Dov B'Shem Amro. For example, there are tshuvas farim that discuss what happens if someone says a chiddush and you add to the chiddush to the point that you brought a raya that the original person didn't bring, and it's like panim chadashos ba'olikan, that's like a brand new chiddush because of what you added to it. You still have to be Omer Dov B'Shem Amro. Or what if you have something that's so famous the whole world knows it already? Meaning it's not a chiddush that you know what you're talking about. Like this, Kalomer Dov B'Shem Amro, maybe Guli Olam, everyone knows it already. It's like it just flows off our tongues. It's something that everyone realizes. So maybe then you don't have to say B'Shem Amro. The bottom line is, though, it never hurts, right? It never hurts to give proper attribution. Sometimes people think that if they quote from where they got it from, people aren't going to respect them as much. They're not going to think that they're such geniuses like they want the world to think they are. No one ever respects you less for quoting B'Shem Amro. No one ever respects you less. It's Adrabah. It gives much more of a sense of a Mesorah, that you're not that you're coming from somewhere, that you're grounded in something. And sitting in Rav Shechtashir, every other word is, I heard from Rav Salvejik said this, Rav Salvejik said that. And sitting in Rav Salvejikshir, they always said that every other word was, I heard from my father in the name of my grandfather. So no one thought, he doesn't know anything. Everything is from his father in the name of his grandfather. No, what a rich Mesorah that he's able to pass on. Okay, Tana Igra Chamud Rabbi Abba. Igra was the name of Chacham, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, said, Of Ugvina Ne'echalin Papi Kored. You're allowed to eat Of and Gvina with a total hefker, you know, with a total sense of hefkerus. You don't have to do anything in between Of and Gvina. So, Hu Tani Lava Hu Amrla. He taught this Brisa and he explained what the Brisa means. That Derech Hefker means that if you eat Of and you want to eat Gvina, or the way Tosus understands in Dibra Maschal over here, or the opposite, you ate Gvina and you want to eat Of, then you're allowed to do it below Netilas Sidayim or below Kinuach HaPeh. You can do it without washing your hands in between, without washing your mouth out in between. So that's a very great Chiddush that Tosus is saying. Tosus says, or the opposite, if you eat Basar Of, the opposite is not such a great Chiddush, meaning either way, it's a great Chiddush, that to eat Basar Of followed by Gvina, or Gvina Basar Of, Tosa says you could do it without what this line of the Gemara is saying is you could do it without kinuach and hadacha, and that's what the Ramban writes as well, that it goes in both directions, and that there's no requirement to waiting except for when you eat basar behema. By basar oaf, there's never a requirement to wait, and that's the raya of the and that the Ritva brings a raya from Rashi in Dibra Maschil below to this that he holds the same way. However, the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Machlokes Asuros paskins that only if you eat gevina and then oaf, you don't need kinuach, hapeh, and etilas sidayim. But a person who eats oaf first, that's like eating basar behema, and he's not allowed to eat gvina until sheish shaos, until he waits 6 hours. Okay, so Gemara brings a maisa as far as separating between gvina and basar behema. So far, we've only spoken about oaf. So Rav Yisrael b'Reid Ramashashi iklud be Ravashi. Rav Yisrael b'Reid Ramashashi went to the house of Ravashi. Aitule gvina, achal. They brought him cheese, he ate it. Aitule bisra, they then brought him meat. Ochal, and he ate it. And he didn't even wash his hands in between one and the other. So they said to him, "Tani Agra Chamud Rabbi Abba, didn't Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, tell us that Of Gvina Nechal and Babi Korim? There could be a sense of Avkerus when it comes to Of and Gvina, but Of Gvina in Basur Gvina Lo, only Of Gvina, not Basar Gvina. You're not allowed to eat them with Hefkeris. You need to wash your hands in between Basar and Gvina. So you should have washed your hands. Amaluhu, Hani Mili Balayle. No, this whole din of washing your hands is only at nighttime where you're unable to see clearly whether your hands are clean. So you have to be choshish that maybe there's some fat or something sticky on your hands. So when you eat with those same dirty hands, those cheese hands, you're going to eat meat. That's where you have to be concerned. Avol b'yamama hachazina. But now, during the daytime, I could see that my hands are clean. There's no shamnunis of the gvina on my hands, and therefore I do not have to wash in between eating the cheese and eating the milk. And that's what's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that during the daytime where your hands are clean, you don't have to wash. It's only at nighttime where you're not able to check them, to examine your hands carefully. That's when you have to wash. That's what Shulchan Aruch Paskin Sim Peites Sif Beis. The Torah quotes from Rabbeinu Peretz that you should wash them even during the daytime, because sometimes you have a really fatty cheese and the moisture of it still sticks to your hands and it's not so nicker, and the Shach quotes that la'alacha, that we should be choshesh to always wash our hands. And the post can point out, yes, if you eat with your hands, but if you use utensils and you didn't touch the food with your hands, then probably even during the nighttime you wouldn't have to be choshesh, unless you're actually eating with your hands. If you're actually touching the food with your hands, then you would have to be choshesh to wash your hands. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanya and we'll continue going to Tanya Beis Shammai Omrim. We're not going to say for Tanya, and we'll continue in this discussion of what to do in between milchigs and fleishigs and milchigs.